I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Believers in India celebrate change at the national level, yet keep a wary eye on the horizon. Meanwhile, deaf Christians see gospel opportunities among refugees in South Sudan. That story coming your way in just a few moments. First, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi begins an historic third term this week. He's made few changes in the top positions in Parliament, keeping many seats the same as in his previous term. However, the Prime Minister will need to curry favor with political allies when it comes to passing legislation. David with A3 explains.
They are not in a position they were earlier on. In the past two terms, they could just pass any rule, law they want at their whims and fancy, and that can't happen now. They are heavily dependent on these two major allies to keep them in power. If they decide to pull the plug, this government will collapse.
Modi's Hindu Nationalist Party, the BJP, was forecast to win a sweeping majority this year, as it did in 2019 and 2014.
6 months back, when they even inaugurated the Ayodhya temple, we thought it's a done deal. This 24 election is just a formality. We thought BJP will sweep the election.
When the shock of loss wears off, Hindu nationalists will target religious and ethnic minorities.
They probably turn the anger against the minorities because there is a general perception that those are the people who rallied around the opposition.
Please keep India's believers and church leaders in your prayers. Next, Switzerland is hosting a peace summit this weekend to garner support for the Ukrainian president's peace proposals. Russia, however, is not invited, and China won't be attending either. Ukraine may have stalled the Russian offensive in Kharkiv, but continuous assaults elsewhere keep the nation on edge. Greg Yoder with Keys for Kids says Ukrainian partners tell him.
There are air raid sirens. Every night there are rockets and bombs and drones that are coming in and hitting key areas. Many of them don't have food. They don't have a place to live. Some of them are still in subway areas.
However, churches that were empty when the war began are starting to fill up again.
Much of the congregation have left, but now there are new congregants, new members of these churches, because that's where they're getting the aid, the encouragement. That's where they're being prayed for.
Together with local church partners, Keys for Kids is helping children and youth in war-torn Ukraine find hope in a risen Savior.
We're continuing the process of translating so that there are at least 12 months of Keys for Kids and a lot in Russian and Ukrainian, because the need is so great.
They're helping Ukrainian refugees in neighboring countries, too.
We're not just in Ukraine. Now we're working in Moldova and Poland and Latvia, where there are incredible needs, and not just physically, but mentally and spiritually.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And finally, Door International trains local deaf leaders to share the gospel and plant deaf churches. Door International's Rob Myers is excited to see what God has been doing among deaf communities in South Sudan.
Door's work in general really has two main emphases. One of them is training local deaf leaders to share the gospel, to disciple other deaf people, and to plant deaf churches. And then right on the heels of that is helping local communities do Bible translation in their own sign languages.
At our website, Myers shares the story of a Sudanese deaf man, Kay Waro, whose family fled to South Sudan when civil war broke out in the north. Waro knew almost no sign language and struggled to communicate with anyone.
And that is a case for too many deaf people around the world. They might not have access to a deaf school. Their family doesn't have resources.
Waro fell into alcoholism, but one day encountered a community of deaf people led by a Door Church planter. They welcomed him immediately, and he began to learn sign language and build relationships.
Waro himself said, "I'm so glad that I'm a part of this group now. Something's happening inside of my heart that I can't even describe."
Pray for Waro to become completely free from his addiction to alcohol and to accept Jesus Christ as his Savior. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.